Hi, welcome to New Wine Who Dis, where we drink wines and assign personality traits and names to the wines. I'm Melanie, and I'm with
Sarah
and Lisa,
and we're your hosts. Today, we're going to be drinking Big Red. Lisa, why don't you introduce what that really means for you and for the rest of our listeners?
Okay. How do I say this without saying it? So there is a person, right, who is formerly known as Big Red. And one, this individual, while working in wine, would purchase only Big Reds. I'm saying like full-bodied red wines. Like even in the hottest days, that's what this person would want. And it's kind of funny because their personality like directly fit what they were drinking at all times. So I think like Big Red energy, I think of this individual like coming in like 90 degree weather and like, you know, drinking a cab, you know, it's just like the audacity, you know, like, yeah. So that's kind of where the theme for me like comes from, like this idea of like, you know, you are who you are and weather be damned. So yeah. What about you, Sarah?
Yeah, no, I think it was just, yeah, that kind of Big Red energy of like, they're bold, they're straightforward, they stand up for whatever they want, and just kind of take that and see what wines come out of it. So it'll be exciting to see what we've got tonight.
Yeah. All right. Melanie, what do you have?
Great. So I brought a wine from Argentina. Well, it is from Argentina, and I thought I was buying an Argentinian wine. You both brought different regions. My cousin recently moved to Argentina, and so that's why I was thinking I wanted to get an Argentinian wine. And lo and behold, what I've actually bought is a wine made in Argentina. It is Wolfer Malbec, but it is through a collaboration with Wolfer Estates here in Long Island in New York. So I was trying to buy something from South America and ended up kind of buying something made by a local producer, basically. So the wine is grown at a vineyard called Dominio del Plata in Argentina, in Mendoza. But it's a collaboration with Wolfer Estates in the production of the wine. So why don't we have a smell and see what we get from it? It's a really dark purple.
Yeah, it's purple, color. Inky.
And the label of the wine is really beautiful with flowers. And I think those are fruits. There's a woman. It's very sort of 1950s, 60s style graphic. You know, it just looks really beautiful and delicate. So obviously why I bought it.
Well, also, like, yeah, like you're saying, the color, but it's like staining the glass already. Yeah. This is like, it is. It's like, this is deep and
it's
intense.
It's a Big Red.
Even though it's like a kind of fantastical label, it's like a woman who knows what she wants kind of vibe, too. She's like, I like, you know, flowers and delicious things, and I'm going to enjoy what I want to enjoy.
It's, by the way, it's 22. So fairly young wine.
Yeah. But yeah, for the nose, I'm getting like, not as much fruit as I was expecting.
No, yeah.
Kind of almost like, I don't know, leather-bound books or something.
Very, but with like a little like vanilla.
Yeah.
Like a scented Hallmark card is what this smells like.
You mean candle? I've never had a Hallmark.
Those were kind of big.
Scented cards?
Yeah, like you could open it and then like scratch and smell. Like it's like,
oh,
it was like a thing for a very short period of time, obviously.
That's cool. I wish it had lasted. I like that idea.
Yeah, definitely the letter, but there is a little bit of like this like floral bouquet going on.
Yeah, I got some like roses, dried, almost more potpourri than
yes,
like fresh flowers to me.
Yeah, I do get the potpourri because I feel like I get a little peppery note in there, and that is definitely potpourri for me. So why don't we give it a taste?
Mmm. Ooh. That's nice.
Malbec.
Very smooth.
Is it Big Red intense energy? First question. It's definitely full body.
Yeah. I would say Big Red energy.
Yeah, the intensity, I think, is where it is. Where, again, I was with Malbec, I tend to expect a little more fruit, but instead I feel like it's just like very blend of like intense flavors and nothing is standing out right away. We'll get there, but like there is an intensity, so I feel like that is the Big Red energy.
And the finish is like, I'm still tasting it.
Yeah.
Like, it just stays there.
Left. It's
like, yeah.
I'm getting violet. It is more floral than I, to be totally frank, the descriptions are very fruity descriptions, but I'm getting far more floral than what they've described here.
Yeah. I mean, I think there is, it's very like rich, like cooked fruit. Like, mm-hmm. again, maybe like a super dark cherry. Everything's dark. Like, there's nothing, like, yeah, there's no light. There's no light.
This is where we are right now.
We are in the deep, dark redness. But yeah, or even I guess blueberry, that's a little there. Like, but yeah, again, it's like this intensely cooked down.
Mm-hmm. There's also this like medicinal quality to it that I really mm-hmm. like. It tasting it reminds me of like chewing on like like a herb stem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, mm-hmm. it's like not a. It's just there. It's like not offensive. It's kind of lovely, but it's like very medicinal to me in that sense.
Great. So who dis? I don't know if it's a label because there's like a beautiful woman on the front label, but I do find it very feminine, but a very luscious and assertive and deep woman.
Yeah, and straightforward. Mm. She's not going to beat around in the bush. She's just like, here's all these flavors. Taste them all at once.
Take them
and they
or
will
leave
be
them.
Wonderful, yeah. And you will enjoy it.
Yeah, well, but the alcohol kind of creeps up on you.
Yeah,
though.
Like, it's definitely like, not hot. Yes. Warm.
It is 14.5%. So you know. She's coming right at you.
She's coming. Exactly. She's coming in hot.
That's what I'm saying. Coming in hot. Not gonna beat around the bush.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you will.
I agree. It's like
what
you walked right into that one.
Yeah. I agree. Like this is an assertive wine.
Yeah.
But there's something very like I don't know if cavalier is the right word. There's something like confident,
mm-hmm.
but in an unassuming kind of way. Like this wine is like it's not quite bold in your face. It's just like this kind of air of like competency.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, like
I feel like it comes back to like this floral quality and like almost perfuminess, but not in a like it doesn't taste floral, but it just has like a lot of the intensity. Which I feel like you know, there's people you'll be on the subway and you can just like. Smell them drenched in perfume or cologne. And you're like, ugh. Or at least that's my reaction. But then when someone hits their perfume perfect,
right.
You're like, that person yes. knows what they're doing. And yes. this is what I feel like this wine is doing. It's just like, yeah, I've got these aromas. They're like just blending with me and with all the different profiles. Mm-hmm. And it's working. And you're going to, yeah, like you're just going to, you're going to know it and you're going to like it.
Yeah. Like, okay.
There we go. That's my...
hot take. Who dis?
It's a perfumed woman. I don't know.
On the train. Which train?
Maybe because I said luscious, and the woman on the label looks Italian to me. I feel like a name like Lucia. Is that even a name?
Yeah, anything could be a name.
Lucia? Does that sound nice?
No,
I mean, my friend's middle name is Lucia.
Like
Spanish.
Mama Lucia.
Okay, maybe she's Spanish. I mean, it's Argentina. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Lucia. I like Lucia. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I know a Lucia.
Ah.
And this wine very much fits her personality.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. And what does Lucia do other than, you know, waft by Sarah
well, that's
on
the
train?
I couldn't tell you. Because I just when she walks into a room, it's like Lucia's here. And then, like, she leaves, and everybody's like, oh, Lucia's gone. And then it's like, no one stops to say, but, like, what does she do here? Like, what's her function? She arrives and leaves,
she
and
she just
it.
Is.
Yeah.
She just brings an aura.
Exactly. No, totally.
So, what's the age on Lucia?
Mm. I feel as though Lucia is possibly 37.
Yes, I was thinking she's in her late
30s.
Right,
very
we're
specific.
Here.
Yes, you know, I was like, late 30s.
Yes.
Because it's still a very fresh,
yes,
fruity right. flavor, but assertive, confident,
right?
Going places.
She's voted multiple times. Yes. You know, like she's there.
Hopefully,
and,
about
okay,
20 times. But yeah, yeah. Not
no,
quite.
Know, but no, but like, yes, but also like she's seen the life cycle of a generation at this yeah. point. You know, like she's seen. And then it's important to note that the bottle actually has it's a screw top.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that you pointed out that it's young. It's like, it's meant to be had in this way. Like this is
ready
peak.
To go.
This is where,
yeah.
And I feel like that's an appropriate.
That's yes. Way.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, she's not afraid to speak her mind. She's, you know, has the experience to say, no, this is what I know and say it. And yeah. can show up at the party and fill the room and leave because she's got things to do tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what? She leaves the party like really early too, but it's okay. You let her slide.
Does she just like Batman out of there? Is that an expression you guys know?
No.
No. Oh, I don't know. Maybe that's a thing my friends and I would say when we were younger.
Like an Batman. Irish goodbye.
Yeah, is that a,
except we jump just call it the Batman because, you know, Batman would just run off the side of the building and like go down. And
that sounds
gone.
Like a different kind of goodbye. No. Like that's a little bit more dramatic. Like, and that person just fell out the window. Oh no.
Lucia just like literally no, like, jumped off the
he's
balcony.
He's there. You look to, you know, somewhere else and then he's gone.
Right.
That's Lucia. It's like you don't realize she's gone because her perfume is still there. But she's out the door, and you're like, where's Lucia?
And
oh,
like,
no,
I
she
think
left.
She has a very, very tasteful goodbye. And it's the goodbye you don't even know you're participating in until she's actually gone. And you're like, oh, is she saying goodbye? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you ever at a party and someone's like, anyway, they're like rounding out, they're concluding the conversation. Like, in summary, I'll see you in a week or so. And you're like, yeah, I'll see you in a week. And then like they leave, and you're like, oh, that was the goodbye.
I want to know how to do that because I spend too much time saying goodbye at parties.
Yeah.
She saves apparently days a year by having
yeah, oh, totally. For sure. Totally.
Okay, so what do you think this bottle, how much do you think I paid for this bottle?
I'm going to say it is Wolfer. Fairly young Malbec. I would say 20.
Okay. Sarah?
Yeah. I would say, generally, I think of South America, Argentina being a little lower price points, but Wolfer does tend to be higher. And this is, like, yeah, it's just like a classy Malbec. I don't know. I'm going to go with 30.
It was actually 21.
Oh.
So I think your first instinct was right. Interestingly, Wolfer has a Malbec from their Long Island vineyard for, like, 35. And this goes for 21. So a really great deal, I think. It's really delicious. And where would you bring this wine? What kind of situation or party or
So this is great because I actually was in Argentina in Mendoza, doing kind of like wine tours, like vineyard tours. And afterwards the tour guide was like, you know, since I'm so cool, like, hey, do you and your friends want to come to like my friend's place? He has this pool, like we're gonna hang out. And we were like, yeah, yeah, we'll just bring some wine. And we ended up going to this, it's very like massive house with this huge pool. And we were just like chugging Argentinian Malbec like by the pool for like, I don't know, like a day and a half. So this reminds me of that. Like this is the wine I would bring to sit by the pool in Argentina.
You were like literally turned into Big Red where you're like, it's 90 degrees out and I'm going to drink Big Red. I don't care.
Yeah.
When in Mendoza.
Exactly.
Yeah. When in Mendoza. Malbec.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that this, I mean, it's easy going. You could drink it kind of anytime, but definitely this feels like barbecue party kind of wine to me. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, come in, make your presence known and everyone's glad you're at the party.
Right. You don't really want a beer, right? It's like a little overcast at the barbecue. You want a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Melanie?
Perfect. Yeah, I think it's a great party wine. It's very easy to drink. You know, I think everyone would enjoy drinking it at a party.
Yeah. Cheers to Lucia.
Lucia with the perfect perfume. Cheers.
Okay, so the wine that I brought, I think the name of the wine describes it very well. Mm. It is by the Juggernaut Wine Company. And they're coming out of Sacramento, California, an area called Clarksburg. It is not a Clarksburg AVA, though. The wines are from along, you know, like the hillside in the area. So it's called their Hillside Cabernet. In my search to find a Big Red, this just screamed out at me. You guys can't see it, but the bottle is like 5 pounds heavier than the normal wine bottle. And it's got this epic, like...
It's a two-hander.
It's a two-hander. You can...
Talking about Big Red energy.
Yeah, there we go.
Big Red
energy. You got to use both hands.
This red is going to explain to you what Big Red means. This red, even though you might know already. Yeah, I saw the bottle and I was like, I don't even know what this is, but I have to have it. So, yes. So it's coming out of California. The grape is Cabernet Sauvignon, which to me, when, you know, learning about wine is like, that's the king. It's the king grape varietal. There is a little bit of a blend in there, but I believe it's predominantly Cab, so about 90% Cabernet. And yeah, let's take a smell and see what we get.
Oh,
right.
Again, very deep and dark.
I'm hit with a piney, soapy smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
A little eucalyptus, right?
Yeah. What is that soap that is green and white?
Dial?
No.
Irish Spring.
Thank you. Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in a pleasant way. There's a little bit of menthol in there too. Like when I think Cabernet, I do think eucalyptus, menthol. Like a little bit of that cigarette. You remember, you know those like old cigarette containers, like smelling that, like laughing gas.
I'm now imagining you smelling your granddad's old cigarette.
This is what I got a kick out of it as a kid. It's a very strange thing.
You were developing those sense of smell.
It's also brambly.
Yes.
Like
dark fruit.
Dark. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. wild black raspberries and blackberries.
The word thistle comes to mind. I don't know exactly what that is, but it just, yeah. Let's taste.
Yep. There's that tannin. Wow. My mouth is like totally dried out.
Yep. It's like licking a tea bag. This is like, I felt like I was sliding into a limousine just then.
Ooh.
Wow.
You know, the seats are like cold and you're like, just glide in.
That's the tannin. You're like, ooh, I'm going into a luxurious limousine. And then you get in and you're like, ooh, cold seat.
Yeah, it's like actually uncomfortable.
My dress just got stuck on the door.
Like now my leg is stuck on the seat.
Where do I put my legs? Like, how do we do this? Yeah, okay, for sure. This is a very different wine.
Yeah. This is, I would say, fuller and heartier than the first wine, which, you know, I'd say Cabernet tends to have that just heartiness. So probably have to have a little bit of this cheese and cracker.
we got
to like kind of mute some of those tannins down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I typically don't like I don't like the tannins this like fine. I feel like they're very much there, but they're also very fine. Like it's almost like licking a pencil, you know, like that kind of like graphite-y
thing. They are. They've been smooth and they're not super rough. Like, I mean, this would obviously be fine with a steak, but you don't need a steak.
Right. The person at the wine store that I got it, he's like, yeah, it's more medium bodied. And I was like, I don't think so. With the bottle like this. Like,
no.
There's no way. I'll take my chances.
What is this guy talking about? I really would like to know to him what's a full bodied wine.
Anyway, 14.5 alcohol and
juggernaut.
It's a juggernaut. Who dis though?
I mean, well, I can't escape the Irish Spring soap smell, which I'm enjoying a lot. And the legs on this glass. And can you guys, what causes the legs? I thought it was the alcohol.
It can be alcohol, can be sugar. So it kind of depends. The viscosity.
Yeah. When we're talking about like bigger red wines, like, you know, having all of that like intensity and aroma and higher alcohol content, it's because they're in warm areas. They grow in warm areas. So this is really interesting because the catch line to the wine is harness the power of nature. And because these grapes are grown on this like very sunny hillside, they have to really struggle to find purchase and like get a lot of nutrients. So what you end up with is like a really high in alcohol, high in intense aromatic wine that sees a lot of sun exposure. And so like it can only be this. Like there's like no other way to like make this wine like this. I think that's pretty cool.
Okay, with what you just said, I am imagining someone who labors in the sun quite a lot, quite muscular.
Yeah.
And
but not bulky muscle, muscle.
They are extremely large, in my opinion. Muscles.
Melody?
No, like muscular. They are, you know, like the size of their bicep is the size of my trash can. You know what I mean? Like they are muscular. And sure, they drink beer, but sometimes they want to have wine with their steak. This is the wine they want to have. They don't want to have a flowery red wine. They want to have something really bold, mm-hmm. and that is, this is what red wine is.
I'm thinking like Paisan, like...
What is that?
Really like mean? Italian countrymen.
Oh, okay.
Working at a vineyard vibes. Like, this is what I get from this wine.
I could definitely see a vintner person, mm-hmm. but I guess I'm coming back to the limo too. And that's right. Where I'm like, I don't know. It's got a touch of sophistication to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which maybe that works for like a winery worker because he's, yes, a farmer. He's of the land. But then he goes out to the fancy restaurants to get his wine with his, like, nice... This? It's definitely masculine, too. I feel like we all kind of have mm-hmm. gravitated that. And maybe it's, again, the name of the wine.
Juggernaut.
Juggernaut.
Yeah, like...
And or maybe and the it's label. A, like, mutant X-Men. I don't know.
I think this is... If Wolverine
oh,
was,
yes.
like, a little bit... Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It was, like, a little bit, like... If Wolverine's father owned a vineyard mm-hmm, and Wolverine mm-hmm, had to mm-hmm. work on that vineyard mm-hmm. until he understood his powers, mm-hmm, you know?
Yeah.
I feel also, like this I mean, is him going to a like a wine dinner.
His claws could come into play for like pruning. It could be great.
So that's where this is like we're recreating the origin story here. Like yes. that's where he discovers these powers, right? Yeah. The mutant powers. And so, yeah.
I love that.
But what is his... It can't be Hugh's
Logan.
Name.
His name
it
is Logan. Be... Okay.
Yeah, that's Wolverine's name. But yeah, I was totally picturing I was Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh. Oh, okay, right.
Right. I'm thinking Hugh Jack. I'm honestly thinking.
Apparently, Hugh I'm the big nerd here because I'm like Logan.
Yeah. Like. All right.
That's the character,
all right,
Melanie. Melanie.
Obviously, I know his name. Yeah. Yeah. The character name.
But no. Yeah, I think we want to move. Maybe Jack.
I was literally just thinking Jack.
Yeah,
because as soon as we started, I was like, I think Jack. And then I was like, I'm just going to sit back and hold that for a moment and let, you know.
Have you guys seen Warehouse 19?
No, what is that?
There's a firefighter named Jack, and like it just clicked for me right then. Okay. This is Jack.
This is Jack.
This is Jack. Yeah.
Jack, whose dad who's owned a vineyard and he's a mutant with superpowers.
Jack, who's jacked and has mutant powers.
Jack, who's jacked. Jack, who's jacked. Yes.
Yeah.
And he harnesses the power of nature.
Like,
oh
literally.
My God.
Literally. Like, these are his powers. Yeah. I mean, I love it. I'm sold.
I'll take that power.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not that podcast. Yeah. I think this wine has, it's, there is that little bit of sophistication, that little, like, touch of, like, yeah. just elegance. And, like, mm-hmm. maybe it's the acidity at the
yeah,
end.
Like, Jack can put on a black tie.
He can
get
he,
in
you know,
that limo.
He's a bow tie.
Okay.
Like, he's a bow tie kind of guy.
Okay, sure.
He goes full tux.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Why? Because that's, like, what his father, Jacques, had, you know, has taught him.
Oh,
right?
Jacques. Now are we Jacques?
Oh, I love that. Right? Like, yeah.
It's really Jacques, but he grew up in California. So
yeah,
people are, like,
so
Jack.
Jack.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I think that. I think that's good.
Mm.
But well, so is he like going to stay at the vineyard or is he going to like, is he just like kind of doing it for the family, but he really has this other passion?
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know. Okay, I can't. Like part
it's
of
his
me
secret
feels like
identity.
He's there
with, I think he yeah, like draws and he's really embarrassed about it. And like, but then like, is this turning into a Hallmark movie in my mind?
Okay.
I have binged watched approximately 1,274. Hallmark holiday movies this past holiday season.
Is that like an accurate or
did
an estimate
your
number?
Like, but, give yeah. you this
not going
statistic?
To reveal.
Have they even
have
made 1,000?
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, I'm sure there's so many out there. I can't even imagine.
Okay, so like, yeah, so Jacques is like, you know, like what his like parents named him, but he's Jack.
Jack.
And he like draws, but he's like.
But nobody knows.
But nobody knows. It's like these really lovely like prints of the vineyard and vine and grass and like different parts of the season. And then like, I don't know, like someone who like is interning at the vineyard finds them and is like, are these yours? And he's like just super like flustered by it.
By I'm a in. Person finds them, obviously the female love interest.
Of course. Well, I didn't want to, you know, we're not writing it for Hallmark without getting due like credit. Yeah.
You know, and I'm getting, and I think that makes sense because now I'm getting a very... like a much more berry flavor. I feel like the tannins kind of relaxed a bit, if that's possible. Or my mouth got used to them. I don't know, but
it's also opening up maybe
blueberry
a little
kind
as
of
we like mm-hmm. swirl some more.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's really nice.
Yeah, the fruit is less, in there.
It's less Irish Spring. It's more like, you're right, mm-hmm. like that like fruity jam, mixed berry jam, like mm-hmm. pie situation.
But there's still like herbs there.
Yeah.
More maybe herbs than the menthol mm-hmm. like Irish Spring, but mm-hmm. but again, yeah, maybe, you know, he's just
He needed time.
Opened up to find his artistic self beyond his...
And the confidence to display it.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's going to be like a gallery. Somehow there's a traveling gallery like in the area. And like she's like, oh, submit your work. And he's like, no, it's not good enough. I should just make wine. No. I don't want to write it for them, but basically.
I mean, not that like just making wine seems pretty important to me. I need more wine in my life. But
yeah. Jacques, the juggernaut. All right. How much do you guys think this cost?
I'm going to go with 35.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's not Napa. And that's where, like, the price goes way too high. but the, like, big bottle, like, old. What did Melanie? What did
I said 35. And let me talk about it a little bit. The label has this dog-like animal on it that is really graphic with a lot of detail with claws. Its mouth is open. It's attacking. It's got a really long tail. There's red. There's black. It's like an inferno. It's like a hellhound.
It looks like a lion, yeah.
All right. But yeah, it's very much, you know, and it's called the Juggernaut. So I imagine it is marketed towards, I think, people who are looking for the very big, bold flavors in your face. And I think the price point would be around that $35 price point where it's not 50, but it's not 20. It is in that middle of the road to attract, I want something a little bit higher quality, but I'm not going to pay $50.
Yeah. No, I think that's pretty good. I'm going to go 30.
Okay, 35 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
22.
No.
What?
Yes.
I'm stocking up. If I can't have a man, I'm going to have a juggernaut.
Jesus.
22.
And I think also because it comes from several vineyards around like the hillsided area. So
yeah, it doesn't have an AVA. That might be a part of it.
Right. What does AVA mean?
American Viticultural Area. So it's like, you know, like a designated. It doesn't have like a
designated.
Yeah, you have your premier cru like kind of thing in France. This is kind of what we have in the U.S.
In France, it's AOC.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S., it's AVA.
Yep.
I also, as we were looking at this label, just noticed that the lion's claws are blue. Like, so he's like a very aggressive lion who's, you know, showing off that he's king of the animals. But he also stopped and got a manicure. So I feel like it's from the, like, the manly man who has an artistic side.
I love that.
Because often Cabernet, like, people are like, oh, it's a big cab. But cab can be very, like, have this, like,
Finesse.
Yeah, yeah, great word. Like finesse about it and this like lightness to it character that you can't see with like a really full bodied Merlot or something like that. It's got some blue nails.
And yeah, and for $22, this has a lot going on. Because again, at $22, I would expect a cab to be more just like fruit bomb.
Yeah. Or just oaky fruit bomb.
Yeah.
Pair your baking spices.
I kind of, in terms of what I'd want to have this with, I kind of regret not having a steak here to have it with, frankly.
It would be lovely with a steak.
I wouldn't know if I would go steak. I want like a really good burger. A
burger would be perfect.
Same.
Because the bun that like, you know, that little fat with the cheese.
Oh my God,
like,
can we just, order
like,
some?
Just cut it, you know, like, yeah.
We just ate a bunch of chili and I'm like, let's get a burger.
Let's get burgers. All right. Cheers to Jacques.
Cheers to Jacques.
For my big red, I have chosen Domaine Tempierre's Bandol Rouge with the name Lulu Lucienne as the name of the wine itself. So Domaine Tempierre in Bandol as a region in Provence is known mostly for rosé. While it is in Provence, it's not known for the normal Provence rosé, like the light pink summer quaffable rosé. Instead, Bandol rosé is usually a much hardier rosé with some tannin left in it. But this is actually the Bandol Rouge, which I have never had before. I was really surprised when I saw it and really excited because, again, Domaine Tempierre is one of the oldest domains in this area. I believe that, look at my notes real quick. The domain started in 1834. In 1936, Lulu Tempierre and Lucien Payard got married and they were gifted for their wedding the Domaine Tempierre vineyard. And Lucien had been studying winemaking, and so he was super excited about it, and he wanted to turn it into a winery. And so it's been kind of one of the, like, you know, main wineries of Bandol since Lucien and Lulu took it over. And Lulu died at the age of 103 in 2020. So that's when they started naming this classic Bandol Rouge, the Lulu and Lucien.
Oh my God.
So I feel like there's a lot of just really cool history about it. And it's just really unique to see it again as the red wine instead of the rosé. So it's a proprietary blend of grapes, and they, big secret, like, they won't tell you what it is, but basically it's a high percent of Mourvèdre, and then also some Grenache and Cinsault mixed in, which are very common red grapes in the southern Rhone, which is where Provence is within France. I don't really know what to expect, but again, I just was like, I know that if their rosé is coming across big and bold, then mm-hmm. their red will be that much bigger and bolder. Mm-hmm. So it felt like it would totally have the big red energy we're looking for. So let's give it a smell.
It's changed a bit from when we're decanting it right now, because when we opened it, it was a little, you know.
Yeah, I mean, full disclosure, I thought it had gone off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so we were like, we have to decant this. We thought we had to smell it before we did it on the podcast because it was that strong.
Even fuller disclosure, we'd been talking about decanting it, and we were like, I don't know. The reasons to decant something is, namely, to get, you know, if it's super old and you want to, like, separate the wine from the sediment, that's one reason to decant. Or if you think it is maybe a little younger than its prime, and especially with something that's a big red, you might want to give it some of that oxygen, help it open up. And that was where, this is a 2020, I don't think I said that earlier, but it's not that old. Bandol is known as an age-worthy wine, so we're like, it might be a little young, it might be worth decanting. But to make that decision, we took a sniff, and we were all like, okay, let's decant it. So mm-hmm. it was definitely tight and potentially a little stinky. And so now it's less like that. But let's see, what other responses do we have?
I think it's definitely less. I think it's really, like, starting to open up and become those, like those bruised, like, pink and yellow flowers that mm-hmm. like Provence is kind of known. At least for me, like, I've always associate that with area of France with smelling like this.
I think what you're confusing the smell of flowers is with the 100-year-old man who smokes cigarettes, and he smells like the cigarette liquor that has seeped or into his skin, because that is what it smells like.
It smells like, you know, like if you were to take a pink flower and a yellow flower and, like, really mash it between your fingers, that kind of oily, like, floral residue that happens. Yeah, it's got a little earthy quality to it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's as overwhelming as it was before.
No, it's definitely, I think the decanting was the right call. It's definitely a strong aroma. I feel like it's kind of meaty.
Yeah.
Like gamey.
Salami.
Yeah.
Like, I am getting residue, but the residue I'm getting is like that tobacco yellow residue.
What are you talking about?
Like, you know, I mean, you know, that yellow, that, like, that, tobacco, like, stain.
Tobacco water, yeah. Like, you know, water, yeah, like broth
water. It is
water.
A residue. It is a, yeah, it's like this, it's almost like there's an oil and it just seeps into every pore of your skin when you smoke as much as this 100-year-old man smokes, gets
so
up in the morning, has a cigarette.
You know? Yeah. Lucien was the husband.
I mean, I can't imagine that he was much younger than her, unless
he has
she
passed
was,
away earlier, but I didn't. In my research, see when he had passed away. But
I'm really trying to get past it.
I kind of I love the smell of this. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I'm like,
yeah, it's
yeah,
like,
tell me more.
Meaty, like, yeah, the meatiness.
And he's got a little checkered shirt, chemise, you know, a little blue checkered chemise that's, like, so threadbare because he's been wearing it
for 100
for, like,
years.
Literally 100 years.
I don't know. Okay,
and it smells like tobacco.
Let's give it a taste.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do it. I'm scared.
Ooh.
Right?
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Bandol.
Okay. Now, listen, is it has not gone off.
No, it's not off.
Thank God.
Bandol. Like,
yeah, and that's the thing. It's kind of weird. Definitely the smell was weird, but it's opening up. We probably should have decanted it earlier. Sure. I thought about it, and then I...
Should we just take, like, another half-hour break and put on the Jeopardy music and then come back to it?
I don't know. I think we don't need to wait on this. I think we can go in. It tastes fine.
Yeah.
And the smell, like, is making it interesting. Definitely very different from the nose, but Bandol is its own unique thing. Like, mm-hmm. it's in Provence, but it's, like, making not light rosé. So
I know
it's
this
taking on the Rhone characteristics.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. I was going to say, it's like, have you guys had, like, Kool-Aid?
No, yeah. I've never
Follow
had Kool-Aid.
Follow me. They don't have Kool-Aid in Canada?
Of course I've had Kool-Aid.
It's not called Kool-Aid. It's like Sorry-Aid or something like that. But you know how, like, that kind of artificial sweetened fruit, right? Like that red fruit. This does that in such a lovely way where it's like, oh, that's the fruit that they got.
Yeah.
That's the fruit they were talking
about. It's kind of like grape Kool-Aid.
Yes.
But like, it's not like wine tastes like grapes. It's like that like grape touch flavor. Of back weird grape flavor, which is like the weird, I don't know, maybe not the weirdest, but it's like the least realistic of the fruit flavors in my opinion.
It's not real, to be clear. But it makes me think that this was the grape that they like, this is the grape. This is the fruit that they pulled that flavor from. Like someone was drinking Bandol and they were like, let's make an instant juice.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Not as we break that. Through a brick wall.
Yeah, like yes, precisely. I'm really loving the taste on this. It's unique.
But I actually do feel like it's got like that balsamic or menthol or
it's got like a tea, like a tea bag thing. Like there's a it reminds me of like Earl Grey in a sense. Like
like that oily the oily orange that can get too bitter.
Mm-hmm.
The palate is much more palatable than I was fearing. Melanie does not look.
She's not saying
this.
A word.
I'm like, what? Where
Go,
are you guys
dig,
getting
dig deep?
This?
Dig deep.
Okay.
Stop smelling. Just drink.
Yeah. Just taste it, and from there. But,
okay. Here we go. Even at the beginning when I was kind of swishing it around in my mouth, it was was still the tobacco oil. And then after.
Try it with this little
more maybe herbs, but
salami pepperoni. Okay, try this salami. I think that actually is really nice with it.
Pull the fruit forward.
Because again, to me, that like gamey character on the nose. Who did?
I'm loving this. I don't know.
It's someone that Lisa loves, but Melanie hates.
A grandpa.
Who is that?
And
a Venn diagram.
And I am like pleasantly surprised, but still wary of this person.
Well, I mean, names. I obviously think he's like, you know, a grandpapa, you know?
Yeah, you want to go old. You also...
Always want to go old, though.
And what?
Like little old man vibes. Like I mean, sweaters and cabins. And...
Well, no, this is a chemise.
Excuse me, pardon.
A cotton chemise.
I think
checkered.
When you go to his home, Red like Bear. He... Like, you go there, and, like, he was like, oh, I'm glad you're here. I was just sweeping up for you to get here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel
he like, putters, like he putters around.
Yeah.
You know? He walks, like, with his shuffles around. Like, his 2 feet are just kind of, like.
Yeah. He's, like, he's got, like, a broom, and he's like, oh, you're here. Like, I made tea. Like.
And the tea's been steeping a really long time. Yeah, so prepare yourself.
Right. But you can't be rude. Like, this.
Just get the milk out. It'll be fine.
90-something-year-old man just, like, swept for you and made tea. Like, so you sit down and you drink it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the tea has, like, you know, is so strong that, like, it, like you said, it's like licking the tea bag. The tannins are so strong.
But this tannins.
Not that the tannins.
No, actually. And that's. I was expecting more tannins from this. But, yeah, it's definitely rustic, but it's not rough. Or drying my mouth. Mm-mm. It is a dry wine, but it's not like drying my mouth. So that's actually, a little surprising.
I'm getting a lot of grapefruit now, actually, on the palate.
All I get is, maybe it's just throwing me back to, I don't know, a smell from my childhood where I would go to this like lake house, friends of my parents, and I would help the mom or the dad like roll their cigarettes. You know, they had this like plastic.
What a family friendly activity.
Right. I mean, it was the 80s.
I know. We also had candy cigarettes. Right. So whatever.
You know, but like they were
small fingers.
They were solid smokers, you know, and it's that smell. And maybe I can't get past it because it's so nostalgic for me.
But it doesn't seem nostalgic in a good way.
Well, I don't want that in my wine necessarily. Okay. You know,
that's the funny thing about wine, right? Like why these like wine apps, I'm always like, you can't really go off of the wine app because someone's amygdala, like someone's memory of an event like that, is going to really change how you experience the wine. Like we've never, I don't know, Sarah, if you've been rolling cigarettes, I have not. But like, I don't have that memory associated with it. So I don't get that automatically. I'm thinking grapefruit.
Yeah, like, which there is definitely a substantial amount of acid. But I'm not necessarily getting grapefruit. But yeah, definitely there is a bit of the citrus on the finish because I'm like,
my mouth is watering a lot.
You're eating, you know what I want? Like pâté en croûte with this. Like a fatty bit of like just pâté to like spread.
But yeah, definitely big red energy because again, it's weird and it's like, you're going to take me as I am.
Yeah, here, when you said Bandol in the chat, I was like, oh my God, genius. You know, because it is such an like obscure area that's just like, we're on the map.
Yeah.
Like, read about it, you know, like. But who dis? Okay,
who dis? I do. I am feeling a little the old man vibe. Although I don't know, could it be an old woman? You guys both went masculine, kind of right off the bat.
I mean, it's just the cigarette smoke
for you,
smell that I'm getting.
I could see woman with this.
Yeah, I kind of almost want to go older woman. I mean, I liked your puttering old man, but I think he's a little too trying to please, and this is not trying to please. And that's where I'm like, I kind of feel like it's like the old woman who's like, yeah, I'm still here. What you gonna do about it?
I have not died yet. Sorry. Like her kids want the inheritance or something
like
that.
Yeah, like, she knows they're waiting. And she's like, you gotta have another holiday with me.
Sorry.
This is where we're at for Emily.
Yeah, like I'm...
And maybe, I mean, I could see her smoking.
Yeah, too. I could see her smoking. Yeah, but she like smokes those, like, again, Melanie, like, yeah, like those little hand rolled cigarettes.
Oh, maybe the ones that are on the like long stick.
You know, she might.
She's too farmhouse for that.
Maybe a little more farmhouse. I can go with that. Like, yeah, she's like, we're doing Christmas in my house because I don't know how long I'm going to be here.
Right.
But I'm still here.
Yeah. Yes. And it's like the kids all come from like different areas and they're just like, oh my God.
Like, they're like, it's so hard to get here.
She made Grandma. Pigeon, you know, like she, you know, like,
yes,
you know, it's like this thing. Like they're like, she's so back. She's like,
that is what I'd want to have that with. Though, pigeon. Ooh, you know? Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had pigeon. Is it?
Ooh.
This would, what is it
it's
like?
It's gamier chicken.
I mean, it's kind of like duck.
Yeah.
The duck breast, you know? Mm-hmm. Think of that.
Okay.
So it's kind of, it's not red meat, but it's not chicken. It's kind of that.
A fattier.
Yeah.
And it's fattier.
And it has that kind of like, ooh, what is this? And there, but you don't really want to know until you're like well done with the meal, you know?
Okay. So we got our old grandma. She's smoking. She's living as long as she can to spite her family.
Yes. Cause she's, yes, because the money's in her name and she doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, sorry, she's like, you all have to make your own way, and then you'll get a little something something down the road.
But I'm not dead yet.
So, what's her name? Maybe like,
I mean, is she French? From France? In
Beatrice
France.
Or Bellatrix? That's a little Harry Potter.
I think she's like a Maud.
Okay.
Or like a, like give me like a older
Gertrude.
No, I think she might be. She's not. I don't know if she's French. But she is definitely like European.
Mathilde?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
That's kind of French. And it sounds better in French than, not, it's fine, Matilda, but Mathilde sounds. You're not feeling it?
I like Mathilde.
Yeah.
I could just see her. She doesn't quite putter like the old man putters, but she does kind of move about a little bit more than necessary.
Yeah. It's her house. She's like,
that's what she do.
She's got to keep doing all the things and keeping it straight.
Now, where's the husband?
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
Men don't live that long.
I know, but like I'm saying.
Wow.
I know, but like there's got to be like a story there, like where like the kids are like, she hasn't been the same since dad died. Or like, you know, like there's like there's a part of her who's been maybe liberated.
I think, I think she's probably a bit liberated, but also misses him.
Like, yeah, like from time to time.
Yeah.
She has like a picture of him on her nightstand.
For sure.
That she smokes at.
Right.
Yeah.
He thinks about the letters he wrote her during the war.
Exactly. Yeah. There's like a,
she's like, back when he was a romantic.
Yeah. Mathilde. Okay.
All right. I think it's Mathilde, the like old, the woman who will outlive her family.
That's perfect.
That's so good.
I did not purchase this wine. This is another wine that I was able to acquire through my last job at a wine distributor. So it was kind of just a lucky find. Like I said, I saw it and I was like, oh my God, I've never had this before. But I've looked up to see what the price point is. So time for you guys to try to guess that number.
Bandol Rouge, in fact, right? So that's not leaving France.
You don't see it.
That's not leaving France.
Yeah, I mean, this one left France, but I don't think many of them do.
No, yeah. If anything, you'll find the rosé.
Yeah, you see the rosé, but not the...
But it's not the rosé, so in popularity context, maybe it won't be as expensive, you know? 40?
I'm really stumped on this one. I'm really stumped. I think if, you know, it needs more time, so to open up, I'm going to say 55.
So it was actually kind of varied when I was looking online to see how much it cost, but most of it seemed to range from about 60 to 75. So it's in the ballpark.
The hell out of here. I mean, it's delicious.
I think it's, but yeah, like to that point, who is buying it? It's weird wine nerds.
Yeah.
Nobody else is buying it.
Right. And it is the year that she passed away. And so it's kind of this like finder's bottle and like, yeah. Okay.
And I think it is just like the Domaine Tempier is known.
Right. Exactly.
It's one of those kind of lucky finds that I was able to get it for much less than that through my employee discounts. Really cool to try. Oh, I don't think there's a lot of it available. It's more potentially that like weird wine nerd collector's item online. But seemed perfect for us to talk about tonight. So I think that was a good one.
Lovely. Thank you.
All right. To Mathilde.
The to woman Mathilde. Who will outlive
us all.
Us all, yeah.
For sure. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date on our new episodes and follow us on Instagram @newwinewhodispod.